Loanne Beausoleil from the Lower East Side, welcome to the special tribute show to Dennis Edge.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael. It's just such a pleasure to be here.
Loanne, how did you meet up with Dennis?
Well, I live on the Lower East Side, not too far from where Dennis lived, and I frequent Tompkins Square Park. And that's where I happened to notice this man frequently in the park with a great big long lens taking photos of birds. I'm a person who likes birds, and I grew up in a family that liked birds. And I always liked to watch the red-tailed hawks and the kestrels, and I just spoke with Dennis and asked him what he was looking at, and he showed me some of his bird photos, and him and I both had a real affinity for kestrels. And so we then began kind of hanging out and looking for kestrels together. And Dennis was by far one of the most talented and skilled birders that I've ever met. And so he taught me a lot about the other birds that we were seeing. So because I wasn't that familiar with small birds, but Dennis was very generous in sharing his knowledge and pointing out other birds to me. And in that way, I learned really a lot about the species that are in Tompkins Square Park. And I increased my knowledge and became a much better birder through it. And then the way that Dennis and I really, really connected and started hanging out more was in 2007 when he discovered a great horned owl in the park. And he showed it to me, and which it was so camouflaged, I don't know how he happened to see it, but he showed it to me, and then I went for the 3 days that it was there, and him and I met up every day, and we looked at the owl together. And I remember there were other birds, and I commented that I wish I had better binoculars so I could see the owl and the other birds better. And he asked me about the binoculars, and I said that they had been my grandmother's binoculars and that was why I used them. And he said to me, "Well, those are wonderful binoculars, Loanne, because they're an heirloom." And these kind of experiences with Dennis helped make these birding connections to generational connections for me. And it valued the way my family appreciated birds, and especially my grandmother, because the birding world can be a little brutal. But with Dennis, it wasn't. He always showed love and kindness and generosity in his birding.
Loanne, how do you appreciate the book that Dennis produced?
Well, happily, I got the book about a week ago, and I absolutely love it. It just reminds me of what a talented photographer he was and how aware he was of what was going on in one small park. There are birds in that book that I see regularly, and it gives me a new appreciation for those birds, like the red-tailed hawks. And then there are birds that Dennis saw in that park, for example, the Scots Oriole, which was a superstar in New York City for a brief time at a different park, but then for one day only, it showed up in Tompkins Square Park, and Dennis saw it. Dennis photographed it. So it reminds me that these small parks like Tompkins Square Park are really important habitat for birds, and that people need to steward these places. And the book, I wish everybody in my neighborhood had the opportunity to see this book so that they had an understanding of how important a park like Tompkins Square Park can be to wildlife. Because I don't know if you've been to Tompkins Square Park, but when I say wildlife, I'm talking about birds. But when I say wildlife, a lot of people are thinking punk rock, drugs, and the likes, because it can be a little bit of a sketchy park. and yet the birds are still there. And that's what Dennis shows us in his book.
I absolutely understand what you mean. I've been there over the years, and I certainly appreciate speaking with you, Loianne. Thank you for your appreciation of Dennis and his fine book. You take it easy.
Okay, thank you so much for the good work, Michael.